Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. You are not listening to the voice of Michael Medved. Rather, this is Rockstar Greg, one of his two producers. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. We have a special broadcast in store for you called Myths and Truths About the Constitution. The entire show is available at MedvedHistoryStore.com. The audio has been taken from a speech that Michael gave to Parkland Lutheran Church and School in Tacoma some years ago. And it's just a phenomenal presentation. Michael talks for about the first hour, hour and a half, and then there's a Q&A that is informative, insightful, really entertaining. And part of the presentation attempts to answer some of these questions. Why does the U.S. have a written constitution? What dispute led to the formation of a constitutional convention? What are the three most common myths about the Constitution, and so much more? Thank you for tuning in today. The first voice you'll hear will be someone introducing Michael Medved and then his speech. Again, if you want more information about this program, Myths and Truths About the Constitution, visit MedvedHistoryStore.com. Enjoy the program.
We are very fortunate to have Mr. Medved as our lecturer this evening. He was our committee's first choice. Not only is he articulate and well-versed in the history of the founding of our nation, he has the gift of teaching in a most engaging and effective manner, which students of all ages find most rewarding. Please help me welcome Mr. Medved.
I want to tell you what a pleasure it is to be here. It's a pleasure to be speaking about the U.S. Constitution to people who want to hear the truth about one of the most important subjects in the world. It's a particular relief for me after the last couple of days. I have been seeing a great many motion pictures. I've seen 5 movies in the last 2 days preparing to review them. Now, let me help you with something right now. None of these 5 is even vaguely worth seeing. Forget it. Save your money. Donate the money to the church. Use it to provide for your children's education. Do anything except... Okay, this will actually be useful for many of you. The new Disney cartoon, that animated film. You're not supposed to say cartoon anymore. Forget about it. This is full of New Age propaganda, anti-capitalist propaganda, and horrendous political correctness. And it's not just the movies that I see. The political correctness, the distorted messages, are out there in everything you touch, read, see, or hear. And it even creeps into distortions about the U.S. Constitution. And what I wanted to do with you tonight, before we open it up to your questions, and I hope a dialogue, was to take a look at 3 of the most common distortions, myths, fallacies about the United States Constitution, and then to replace some of those myths and some of those myth understandings, you'll pardon me, with the truth. Because the truth is ultimately far more inspiring. The 3 myths that I wanted to focus on include one where you'll all be relieved and enthusiastic, and basically that one's preaching to the choir. You'll be fine with that. But they include 2 others that may be problematic for you. All right, the 3 myths that I want to take a look at are, first of all, the common myth that you hear all over the place that says the Constitution is a living organism. Makes it sound like the blob that must change and grow to suit each new era. That's myth number 1. Myth number 2 is that the Constitution is perfect. And it represents the voice of God in human affairs, and it might as well have been inscribed on tablets of stone. It's a myth. It's not true. Myth number three says that the Constitution is all about protecting your rights. That's why they got together and drafted the Constitution and launched the new government, to protect human rights and individual liberties. Not true. You deserve, you need to know the truth behind each of these three myths. Let's deal with the first one first. That's kind of a logical way to go, isn't it? The myth that says that the Constitution is a living, breathing, growing, constantly evolving, constantly changing organism. This was given memorable expression by Al Gore during his uplifting interview on MTV. I don't know if any of you saw it. It was really one of the most horrifying bits of video, I mean, really, that I have seen. Particularly Vice President Gore's approach to the Constitution of the United States. When he was asked about his appointments to the Supreme Court, he said he wanted justices who would treat the Constitution as a living document, one that is constantly changing, not one that is static, one that is growing, one that is evolving. That's a way of saying, I believe that the Constitution doesn't mean anything. That words don't mean what they seem to mean. That words mean what we feel they mean at any given moment. This entire approach to the Constitution as a living document is a way of totally disregarding it in terms of the normal way that we understand words on paper. The Constitution was never intended as a living document. Justice Antonin Scalia, the greatest mind on the Supreme Court, says very well, the Constitution is an eternal, timeless document, but it is not a living document. He also says, in response to those who say that we need a constitution that's flexible enough to change with the times, he says very well, my constitution is infinitely flexible. It gives the legislature, the Congress of the United States, the chance to pass virtually any law that they want to. If Congress wants to change things in this country, if the people want to change things in this country, then they elect members of Congress who pass laws that provide change. But the idea that we should bring about change by changing our understanding of the Constitution is a way of saying we don't trust the people. Let me give you a very prominent example. And I think the most painful example we have. The example, of course, is the issue of abortion. Roe versus Wade, a Supreme Court's case that was adjudicated in 1973, is an intellectual and judicial scandal. You all have copies of the Constitution. At least you should. That's one of the wonderful things that this congregation and this school made available to people. I defy you to look through this document. And it's detailed and it's specific and it's understandable. You can read it and then you can read it again. You can read it a third time. Find one word, one hint that our constitutional framers ever even considered a right to abortion. This is absurd on the face of it. And if you read the decision in Roe v. Wade, you will recognize its absurdity. The right to abortion is not a constitutional right. It is an invented right.
You're listening to a special broadcast of The Michael Medved Show, Myths and Truths About the Constitution. The audio is taken from a speech in a Q&A that Michael Medved did with Parkland Lutheran Church and School some years ago. If you want more information on this program, visit MedvedHistoryStore.com. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, Myths and Truths about the Constitution. Here is Michael Medved.
Also, let me tell you something else. There is no right to life in the Constitution. There is nothing in the Constitution that implies a right to life. The Constitution is silent on the issue of abortion, which is appropriate. What that means is that every state of the 50 states should, with a proper understanding of this document, have the right to make its own laws regarding abortion, just as states make their own laws regarding any other medical procedure. The notion that there is such a thing as a right to privacy was an invention of the Supreme Court. It was never contemplated by our founding fathers. It is not even hinted at in the Constitution, and it is so bogus that the language of Justice Douglas when he created the right of privacy, it's laughable. He says that the right of privacy comes from an emanation of a penumbra. Now, for those of you who don't know, an emanation of a penumbra is sort of a new agey feeling that sort of stems from a penumbra is a shadow. What William O. Douglas was saying was, I think they should have made a right to privacy. I wish they had made a right to privacy. So rather than looking at the historical reality, we're going to create one. We're going to make one up. One of the reasons that abortion is such a tormenting issue in the United States of America, the most tormenting issue, is precisely because it is put in the wrong way. It should not be an issue for the courts. It should never be an issue for the courts to decide abortion policy. When a court decides something, it is normal to use the language of rights. Therefore, you have the woman's right to choose versus the right to life. And it's an issue where there's very little room for compromise. The genius of the Constitution is it provides for plenty of room to compromise, which is what most Americans want on the issue of abortion anyway. Most Americans do not support and have never supported an unrestricted right to abortion. And it is a scandal and a travesty that we have a Supreme Court that has continued to uphold the ridiculous notion that our democracy, that our republic, is incapable of applying the will of the people on this issue. If it weren't for the idiotic reasoning of Roe v. Wade, what you would have on this issue would be one state might make abortion illegal in all circumstances. Another state might say abortion is legal only in the first trimester. Another state might have parental notification. These are issues that should be discussed by living, breathing legislators who are accountable to the people. It is dictatorship and a travesty when the right of the people to govern themselves, to consent to be governed, is yanked away by an imperial judiciary. It leads to every sort of problem. Let me give you another example of the devastating impact of this misunderstanding that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that needs to change in every generation. Isn't it interesting that we had almost 200 years of constitutional history before suddenly, in a flash of inspiration, the Supreme Court discovered a right to abortion? By the same token, we lived in this country for many, many years before any judges discovered an obligation to compel people to attend schools miles and miles and miles away from their homes. The devastating impact of this misunderstanding of the Constitution of the United States can be seen almost as clearly as it is in the abortion issue on the busing issue. Try to find somewhere in this document where it suggests that federal judges should have the ultimate decision-making power on where your child attends school. The devastating impact of the policy of busing on the city schools of Seattle, I think everybody knows. I don't know if there was a similar impact in the city of Tacoma. But once you take away from parents such a fundamental right as to send children to school in their own neighborhoods, because judges have said we are going to arrogate to ourselves this decision-making power, you see how dangerous it is to claim that the Constitution is a living, breathing document. Part of the mistake here stems from our British roots and ancestry. Now stick with me for a moment. I hope this won't be too confusing, but it's important that you understand it. You know that the English also talk about the British Constitution. Has anybody ever read the British Constitution? Anybody here? You know why not? It doesn't exist. There is no written British Constitution. You can go over to the United Kingdom, look for a little booklet like this, which spells out their Constitution. It doesn't exist, but they still talk about it. What do they mean? In England, the Constitution is the accumulated weight of common law. It's a whole series of judgment by English courts going back 700 years. And yes, when you don't have a written constitution, it evolves and it changes and it shifts and it goes here and it goes there. That wasn't the American idea. Our founding fathers wanted words on paper that could protect citizens and protect republican government from every kind of tyranny, including the tyranny of the majority. But they never anticipated that what they would be empowering would be the worst kind of tyranny, tyranny of judges. Why is that the worst kind of tyranny? Because there is no recourse to it. When you're appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States, you're appointed there for life. And you may hate a Supreme Court decision. Another idiot Supreme Court decision from the same era in the court in the 1970s was the decision that briefly held that the death penalty was cruel and unusual punishment and was a violation of the Constitution of the United States. This is bizarre given the fact that this very Constitution talks about treason as a capital crime. It talks about the death penalty in the Constitution. And yet the justices turned around and for a period of nearly a decade they said, oh, the death penalty is unconstitutional. We can't have it. And then they changed their minds. This is ridiculous. It is perfectly appropriate for legislatures to change their minds. Why? Because legislators can be voted in and they can be voted out. There is nothing you can do about those justices who were appointed to the Supreme Court. That's why this is so wrong. The constitutional fathers absolutely never considered that this kind of power would go to the judiciary. This whole idea of the Supreme Court of the United States determining that we are going to throw out laws because they're unconstitutional was invented out of whole cloth. Was invented in 1803 in a Supreme Court decision which is brilliantly worded and brilliantly argued by Chief Justice John Marshall. But it was invented. It was not what the Constitution intended. And I have proof. James Madison, in recording the debates of the Constitutional Convention in the summer of 1787, reports that they did consider judicial review. They recognized that there might be a need for judges to determine whether laws fit in with the Constitution, or for judges to reconcile conflicts that emerged between states. But they rejected that idea. And the reason they rejected it was because it was giving too much power to the one branch of government that wasn't accountable to the people.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is rising for the second straight month thanks to falling gas prices and a strong jobs market. The board's Lynn Franco calling it a mixed bag with purchasing intentions for cars and big ticket items up, while fewer Americans are now looking to buy homes.
Your safety is more important than anything. I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
President Biden's comments as 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders as Hurricane Ian keeps churning toward the Sunshine State. Ian is expected to pick up steam later on Tuesday and become a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles an hour. For now, landfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon between Tampa and Fort Myers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're listening to a special presentation of The Michael Medved Show, Myths and Truths About the Constitution.
Here's something you need to understand. In the early years of this republic, stretching right up through the 1950s, if the Supreme Court ruled some action of Congress to be unconstitutional, it was almost always because the Supreme Court felt that the change that Congress had brought about was too radical, was too abrupt, because there was too much change there, too much of a threat to the system. The Supreme Court basically was a conservative engine of government, which is why it was allowed to grab more and more power. But beginning with the Warren Court in the 1950s, and then particularly through the 1960s, it changed. Instead of the Supreme Court saying, wait, this is not constitutional, you're changing too much, the Supreme Court began saying, wait, this is not constitutional, you're not changing enough. You're not radical enough. We think there should be laws guaranteeing a woman the, quote, right to choose. You stupid people in Congress, you stupid people in state legislatures, haven't chosen enough laws like that. Therefore, we will. The irony is, when Roe v. Wade was adjudicated in 1973, 23 states had already legalized abortion. The system was responding to the people, but the Supreme Court stepped in and took it out of the people's hands. And let me give you one more example of the unbelievably destructive stupidity about which we should all lose sleep that has infected our constitutional system because of this misunderstanding that the Constitution is a living, breathing, changing science fiction document. There's a case, and I remember this from law school, because it drove me crazy at the time. It was so irrational. There's a case called Baker v. Carr. I don't know, that may not mean anything to you, but it should. It's changed the way you live. It's changed the way the state of Washington functions. It's changed everything in America. Anybody know what this case is about? Okay, let me tell you. Part of the genius of the Constitution, the real Constitution, this document, not Al Gore's living, breathing, changing, feel-good document, Part of the genius of this document was a grand compromise. That grand compromise came about between big states and small states. Big states wanted the legislature to be based on population. Small states wanted every state to have one vote. Is it fairly obvious why that's the case? Obviously, small states, and then small states at the time of the Constitution were states like Delaware and Rhode Island, they're still rather small states, didn't want to be part of a federal system if they were going to be crushed by all the brute power of the most populous state in the country at that time. Anybody know, and I'll take a showing of hands, what was the most populous state in the United States at the time of the Constitution, by far? Where did most people live? Someone raise a hand? Yes. What'd you say? Virginia is right. Ashley showed me plenty. That's very good. It is Virginia. Even though Virginia didn't have any of the big cities, Virginia was the most populous state. It had the most farmers and the most people. So Virginia had the most representatives in the House of Representatives. And the way that James Madison helped to broker this great compromise between small states and big states was we would have two houses of Congress. One would reflect the popular will and give bigger states more representatives and smaller states fewer. The other House of Congress would be the Senate of the United States, where every state, no matter how small or how big, would have two U.S. senators. And that's why, to this day, you can take a very small state like Wyoming. Wyoming has about, I think California, the population of California is about 80-1 over Wyoming. And yet they each have two U.S. senators. And it's worked very well for the United States of America. It's a compromise. Every state in the Union, with one exception, the state of Nebraska, replicated that compromise. And you had here in the state of Washington, and you had across the country, a system whereby the Senate of the state would be based upon land area, geographic area. In the state of California, for instance, you used to have one state senator per county. So you'd have Siskiyou County up in Northern California, which had almost no one living there. Lots of trees, but very few people. And that would have one state senator. And Los Angeles County would have one state senator. And that would help to guarantee the rights of rural areas, which otherwise get crushed if all you're doing is representing by population. Here's what happened in the Supreme Court case that I'm talking to you about. Is in 1961, the Supreme Court of the United States said, we don't like this system. It's been in place in the federal government and in virtually all the state governments for nearly 200 years, but we don't like it. So they declared that this appropriation of state senates was in violation of the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed people equal protection of the laws. I do believe that they would have ruled the U.S. Senate unconstitutional, if they possibly could have, except for the fact that there are several paragraphs describing the U.S. Senate in this document, and it would be very tough to say that something in the Constitution is unconstitutional. But what they did was change every single state constitution with one decision. And it's an outrage. We now have a system in the state of Washington, which when you think about it is very bizarre. We have the same districts for the state Senate and the state House. Just two members of the state House and one member of the state Senate, but the same electoral districts. What sense does that make? We're paying all those extra salaries representing the same geographic group of people. It used to make sense when the Senate would represent each county separately. Does it make any sense in a country like ours, where we are supposed to be a government that operates with the consent of the governed, for 9 unelected judges, on a whim, and it is a whim, to throw out every state constitution? This is appalling tyranny. And until we return to a proper understanding that the Constitution is not a living, breathing, changing document, it's not what you feel like on Monday morning at 9 a.m., it means what it says, and it has limited, definitive meaning. Until we return to that understanding, we will not own, we will not run our own republic. That's why the most important fight politically right now in Washington, D.C. is the fight for the federal judiciary. Because until we get a few more justices of the Supreme Court, like Antonin Scalia and like Clarence Thomas, we will not return to any kind of realistic, sane, sober, or responsible understanding of what this Constitution means and mandates.
Michael Medved.
Listening to a special presentation of the Michael Medved Show, Myths and Truths about the Constitution. For more information or to get a copy of this program, visit MedvedHistoryStore.com.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. The collapse of the family stands at the heart of America's most pressing, painful problems. Addiction and suicide, economic inequality, educational underperformance, and even homelessness. Recent statistics show that majorities of millennials who produce children do so outside of marriage. A University of Michigan study indicates that an amazing 20% of young adults report no contact, none, with their birth fathers. In response to the crisis, the left emphasizes redistribution of wealth or more generous welfare programs, ignoring the fact that even wealthy families suffer from breakdown or break up. On the right, we stress the need for religious revival to strengthen family life, despite the prevalence of divorce and out-of-wedlock birth, even among the fervently faithful. We need fresh efforts to change values and culture from leaders in government, media, business, religion, and education, mobilized under a two-word slogan, Family First. I'm Michael Medved.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to a special presentation of The Michael Medved Show, Myths and Truths About the Constitution.
That brings me to the second myth, which is a myth that many of you may feel very comfortable talking about, which is the myth that the Constitution of the United States is perfect, that it was divinely inspired, that it can be compared to that other set of laws inscribed on tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments, every word having meaning, coming directly from God. There's a lot of that. John Marshall, who I mentioned before, is quoted right here. He says, describing the Constitution years after it was written, he describes it, a Constitution intended to endure for ages to come and consequently to be adapted to the various crises of human affairs. But what does it mean to be adapted? To be adapted by whom? The idea that it's going to be adapted by judges imposing their own will on it is precisely the way that Justice Marshall got us into trouble. We talked about that. Let's talk about this idea that the Constitution is holy writ, or the equivalent of holy writ. There's one way that I think I can help disabuse you of this notion. Let me read you some of your Constitution. Okay? In the section about the United States Senate, where they are establishing the Senate of the United States, it's section 3 of Article 1. You will hear this passage. Now listen carefully and tell me if you think that the people who wrote this document were writing for all time, if they expected their words to be carved in marble as an expression of perfection. Immediately after they, meaning the senators, shall be assembled in consequence of the first election, they shall be divided, as equally as may be, into three classes. The seats of the senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year, of the second class at the expiration of the fourth year, and of the third class at the expiration of the sixth year, so that one-third may be chosen every second year. These are not people who were writing for time immemorial. These were practical, thoughtful, reasonable men who got together during a very hot summer in Philadelphia and did remarkably well under the circumstances. But my goodness, let us not confuse the Constitution with a holy Bible. It's not. This is not the work of God, it is the work of men. Is there some divine inspiration that guided their deliberations? Sure. But do you know how many times they voted on different aspects of the Constitution, having to compromise here, compromise there? How many separate votes there were at the Constitutional Convention? Anybody know? 560. 560 separate votes? Was everyone perfect? No! They made mistakes, and they knew it. They knew it at the time. Even when they finished with the document, they knew there were problems with it. Let me give you one example. A lot of people don't like our system of an electoral college for electing President of the United States, particularly among Democrats. It's popular right now not to like the electoral college. But the Electoral College was a whole lot worse the way it was written down at the Constitutional Convention. They had an absolutely cockamamie system that only a mother could love, and there were no women at the Constitutional Convention, remember. They had a cockamamie system whereby each state's electors, every presidential elector, wouldn't vote for one candidate for president, you'd vote for two. And then the guy who got the most votes would be president, and the guy who got the second highest vote total would be vice president. Now, they did it this way because nobody expected that they would start up with two political parties, or any political parties for that matter. But what happened was there was an election in 1800, which really was a much more disastrous election than the one we just had. It was a close-fought election between two great Americans. The incumbent president was John Adams. He was challenged by Thomas Jefferson. And a lot of the discussion sort of mirrored discussions that we have today. John Adams was the candidate, if you will, of the Christian conservatives. Thomas Jefferson was attacked because he was a skeptic on religious issues, and he was. He was not conventionally religious. And there were lots of other issues. Thomas Jefferson sided with France during the French Revolution. Very bitter election. Jefferson won, but barely. And when it came time for the electors for President of the United States to vote, Jefferson had the misfortune of having a running mate named Aaron Burr. And what happened was, because nobody arranged it, all of the electors for Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr voted for both men. So they ended up with a tie. What was supposed to happen is one of the Burr electors was supposed to cast his vote for somebody else so that Jefferson would get one more vote than Aaron Burr. Jefferson would be president, Aaron Burr would be vice president. It didn't happen. And the election went to the House of Representatives, and it was a huge mess. Alexander Hamilton used his influence to get Jefferson elected, and 3 years later, Aaron Burr shot him dead. But that's another story. You think politics is mean now? Think about this. This is unbelievable. A sitting vice president of the United States challenged a former Secretary of Treasury to a duel, and one misty gray morning out on Weehawken Heights in New Jersey, he shot him and he killed him. And just imagine this. Go back to the fact that the Constitution set up a crazy, ridiculous system of electing President of the United States. And they changed it in 1804. 17 years after this so-called perfect, timeless, Word of God document, they completely changed the system for electing a president and got a much better system. There are aspects of the Constitution that read today are embarrassing. One of the famous compromises about the Constitution is profoundly embarrassing. It involves, for the purposes of apportionment, for how many seats in Congress a given state has, counting black people, slaves, as 3/5 of a person. Now, it's hard to say that this is a perfect document when you have a compromise like that. By the way, let me explain to you, that was a sensible compromise at the time. They debated slavery a great deal. And in fact, there was very strong anti-slavery sentiment at the Constitutional Convention. But they knew they would never get the Constitution ratified, approved by the Southern states, if they eliminated slavery in the Constitution. Though they do have a specific reference to ending the slave trade in 1808. They stipulate in this document, which is supposed to be from all time, that starting in 1808 they can end the slave trade. By the way, they never mention the word slave because James Madison hated the word. And even though he owned slaves, he was embarrassed by it and guilty about it. So what do you do? If you represent Virginia, which is the largest state, and you do a census, the census includes, as human beings, these slaves that people own. But is it fair to count them as a full person? The slave owner said, sure. We'll cast votes for all our slaves. They didn't have the right to vote, but let's count them in the census. The people up north said, no, they have no rights, they have no right to vote, count them as nothing. This is the interesting thing. It was a split-the-difference compromise. The Southerners wanted the slaves to count as a full person to determine how many members of Congress you got. The Northerners wanted them to count as zero people, so they compromised on 3/5 of a person. But all of this illustrates why the Constitution is far from perfect.
This concludes our first hour of the special program, Myths and Truths About the Constitution by Michael Medved. When we come back, Michael is going to explore the fact that ratifying the Constitution was no sure thing at the time, around 1787, and that many famous American names from history actually even fought against the Constitution. Also, stick around for the very entertaining Q&A. This was all recorded at Parkland Lutheran School in Tacoma some years ago. We are very excited to be presenting it to you today in its broadcast form. It's all coming up in our next 2 hours of broadcast. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, we have so many more history shows available at medvedhistorystore.com. And if you become a medhead, we have a new podcast that we do multiple times a week called In Light of History. These are short 5 to 10 minute episodes where Michael talks about important people or events that have helped shape our world today. MedVed listeners are always asking me about his history content. Those are the best two resources for you, MedVedHistoryStore.com and our new In Light of History podcast for MedHeads. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the MedHead banner. It's $5 a month if you sign up for an entire year. That's a steal of a deal. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break here on the Michael MedVed Show. Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2020, a remarkable documentary called Boys State told a spellbinding story about young people engaged in a program where they took over the state capital of Texas and competed for leadership of the program. Now there's a new documentary about a similar program in California with an assemblage of smart and idealistic teenagers fighting for the job of the youth governor. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Every year, you've got nearly 4,000 kids taking over the state capital, and the youth governor is the head.
And the competition for that top job is sometimes vicious, with three charismatic contenders emerging as the finalists. The portraits on screen are appealing and compelling, but not quite as intimate or revealing than this film's highly acclaimed predecessor, Boys State. The youth governor, officially unrated but overwhelmingly wholesome, still helps stimulate your faith in America and the next generation, earning three.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.